Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone, the podcast version, is being brought to us by Take a Shot Firearms. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. Visit TakeAShotFirearms.com for more information. Enjoy the show.
Defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Indeed, and welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here, the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphones. Great to be here with you today. If you're watching on the Facebook live stream, we do have it, the Facebook live stream. I'll get that out. We do have it running live for you today. Make sure to share it. Get it out there. Many thousands of you are viewing these streams, and we love it. Rob Pincus and I did another hit earlier today. We have a lot of fun together. We followed up yesterday with or on yesterday's monster broadcast. I'm not going to spend too much time on that today, but we've got some kind of overlapping things to cover with you today on the broadcast. And if you are watching on television in Northern California on any of the television stations carrying the broadcast, great to be with you up there in the Northern Cali market in Reno, Nevada. Let's get started today on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. One of my dear friends joins me now for the hour, and it's Lee, the gunwriter Williams from Sarasota's Herald Tribune. Lee, the gunwriter Williams, your mic is live, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. I'm a little angry. I'm being held hostage by Facebook. This is day four in Facebook.
You're being held hostage by what now?
By Facebook, of all things.
By Facebook. Listeners, let me tell you something. If you don't have Twitter, that's a great thing. Don't get it, okay? It's a hateful, god-awful place. But if you already do have it, check out Lee Williams' posts on Twitter about joining me today. Lee, I got to ask the question. Was that you in the photograph you tweeted out?
No, it was not, sir. It was not.
Darn, that would have been fun to talk about. I could have had fun with you on that one. You had somebody in a full hazmat suit, wasn't it?
Stormtrooper outfit, Star Wars.
Stormtrooper, Star Wars. You know, all right, listen. Let me just go ahead and say this. I've never seen Gone with the Wind from beginning to end. I've never seen Casablanca. None of it. I've never watched, get this, this is honest to goodness truth. I've never seen The Godfather, original Godfather, from beginning to end without taking a break in there somewhere. There's parts of it I've missed. I've never seen it all the way through. That holds two for The Godfather 2, 3, and I guess if there's there a fourth one, I don't know. But I've never seen, I guess it's a trilogy, right? I've never seen any of those movies from beginning to end. And those are classics. I can tell you I've seen The Wizard of Oz. Right? All right. I've seen The Wizard of Oz, but I've never seen some of those. And Star Wars, I've never seen the original Star Wars or any of the follow ups. What does that make me?
Oh, my gosh. We got to.
Shanto just yelled out his mic is live. You heard him. A fool. Shanto, bring that mic live. get in here with me and Lee for just a second, Shanto. You know, I've seen bits and pieces of them, but I've never sat and watched them from beginning to end. Any of them. I couldn't even tell you what order they're in, Sean.
Come on now. One of the greatest films that also births parts of Star Wars. Are you kidding me?
Honest to goodness.
I agree.
Yeah, Lee, you know, I know he's right, but I will tell you something fun. I went to grade school with a kid, and you might recognize his name. Does the name John Knoll ring a bell to you, Lee, or to listeners and viewers? Does the name John Knoll ring a bell to you? I went to grade school with him in Ann Arbor, Michigan at Clegg Middle School. He and his brother, get this, invented Photoshop. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Invented Photoshop. And here's the beautiful part about it. He invented Photoshop while he was doing movie magic in Hollywood. And I believe his name is on some of the credits of the original Star Wars movies. But he was doing some of these graphics. He's absolutely brilliant. And I remember him from grade school. Really, really fun to say that I know him or knew him then anyway. But yeah, pretty neat stuff. He invented Photoshop and was doing. But I've never seen those movies. But I can tell you I've seen tons and tons of like The Three Stooges. And Two and a Half Men. I don't know what that makes me. I don't. But
Two and a Half.
How did we get on that, Lee?
I don't know, man.
Your tweet.
I mentioned Facebook when we went to Twitter, and then the tweet. Yeah.
I think it was the tweet. It was the picture in the tweet. So you're being held hostage. You're on Facebook Live right now. Your picture is up on my screen. You're on television in the Northern California markets. All right. I'm going to start with this. Lee, Michigan, you and I spoke off air today. I opened up my program. I do not want to beat a dead horse here. But I was criticized a couple times. But I was criticized by people who mean a lot to me about my opening remarks on the program yesterday relative to voicing my support for Michigan protesters. Of course, we know that many of them were armed over the last few days. I am not alone in my support for that. And I stand by my support for them 100%. That does not mean that I stand by the individual actions of maybe an individual kook who's done something that I'm unaware of. But I'm talking about the protesters in general who are law-abiding citizens exercising their lawful rights, their constitutional rights in a lawful manner in a place they have a lawful right to be, who are violating no laws because they are law-abiding people. What is that? Am I okay there?
Yeah, I think you are. I mean, I've covered protests as a journalist, and I've been at protests as a policeman. They're there lawfully. They're breaking no laws. They have firearms. They don't have firearms. Who cares? They're there lawfully protesting a pretty bad situation in Michigan, a pretty out-of-touch governor. The fact that they are allowed to have firearms there, to emphasize their point, I don't have a problem with. It's lawful. It's legal. No one was injured. Yeah. And like you said earlier, you can't, you don't speak on everyone's behalf. You're not there to make excuses if somebody gets, you know, does something rather foolish. But on the other hand, they're not breaking any laws. We have a First Amendment and a Second Amendment. I think you're golden.
Yeah. Here's what I hate. Well, I tell you, when you can stump a talk radio host and make him speechless. I hate this. Let me give you a headline from CNN of all places. Viewer CNN, fake news, all fake news. Jim Acosta, tweet from Jim Acosta is where I got this. A security guard is shot and killed after telling customer to put on a face mask. Now, you know, darn good and well, there's going to be more to that story than just the CNN headline. Okay.
Yeah.
There's got to be. And it boils down to a Family Dollar store in Flint, Michigan. Flint is a rough town, having a tough time in Flint for years. Anyway, water issues. Go back to the automobile factories shuttering. I mean, Flint has had a difficult time for a number of years. But somebody, I guess, a security guard at a Family Dollar store in Flint. The fact there's a security guard at the Family Dollar store should say something, shouldn't it, Lee?
Yeah, not a happy place, I'm guessing.
Yeah, sadly, was shot and killed after telling a customer to wear a state-mandated face mask. Now, that's not necessarily true. That line makes you believe that, hey, put on your mask, and then the security guard was shot and killed. That is not what happened. There was an altercation between the security guard and a woman who was not wearing the mask. The mask is an order from Gretchen Whitmer, an order. Everybody has to wear one when they're out and about in anywhere retail, anywhere, because the governor said so. You have to. So that's an order. It's not a law. It's an order. I order you to do this. This person was not. The security guard got into exchanged words. The woman left in an SUV. About 20 minutes later, her husband came back. And you see how that escalated. What are you doing with my wife? Why are you? And then they got into an argument and shots were fired and the security guard was killed. Witnesses told told police that they got into a verbal altercation with a woman because she was not wearing a mask. Then, and that was the executive order, and then footage shows that immediately after the altercation, the woman left. 20 minutes later, the SUV returned. Two men entered the store, and one of them yelled at the guard about disrespecting his wife. The other man then shot the security guard. And this is what one of the cousins of the security guard said, over a mask, over a mask. Lee, this is stressful times. I would submit to you that this is more than over a mask. This is people who are just sick and tired and fed up of being told what to do. And we're going to start seeing more of this stuff because people are on edge. Agreed?
100%. 100%. It's cabin fever taken to the extreme.
I spent a lot of time in Michigan. I lived in Michigan from the time I was 9 until I was 15. It's such a beautiful place. I had to learn how to water ski in very cold weather. Or water temperatures in July and August up at Torch Lake and stuff. It was, you know, those are glacial lakes, man. They're beautiful, but they're still freezing cold up there. And, the summers are very short. And that's why I mentioned it. The summers in Michigan are short, man. These people are having their times cut into. They're losing their jobs. They're scared. They're frightened. They're being told what to do. And this goes against every bone in a free man or woman's body, does it not, Lee?
Yeah, and you hit the nail on the head, too. This is an order from the governor. This is not a law. This is something that, you know, the security guard, does he have to enforce that?
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, is a Family Dollar store security guard? I'd like to know about the altercation. You know, we can't believe what's coming out of CNN. You don't know what's going on here. Was this guy physically attacking the woman? We don't know. Was, you know, what level of disrespect was there? Was it just verbal? We don't know. Somebody does. I guess it was caught on camera, and hopefully they catch the individual who murdered this. I mean, you know, this whole... Would that have happened if there were not an order from a governor? Isn't that a legitimate question? I'm just asking. Be back after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show indeed. GunBroker.com, by the way, GunBroker.com. It's that simple. Sign up for free. It's free. You can buy ammo. All the stuff. If you're looking for something right now that you can't find elsewhere, which is not unusual in these weird times that we live in, particularly at gun shops around the country, GunBroker.com probably has you covered, and I would highly recommend you go give them a look. Yesterday on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Patricia Huff and I covered new semi-automatic bestsellers, top sellers for last month. We do this once a month, and I love going over these with her. She's awesome. But Patricia and I covered new semi-automatic rifles, used semi-auto rifles, new semi-auto shotguns, and used semi-auto shotguns that were the best sellers over on GunBroker over the last month. And wow, just some amazing firearms. GunBroker.com. Sign up for free. If you're working from home now, it's a great time to kill some time and just get your face out of that fake news and all the garbage, for crying out loud. Let's go back to Lee, the gun writer, Williams. Lee, welcome back inside the studios with me. If you're watching on television, by the way, thanks for coming in. If you're listening on a number of radio stations, dozens around the country, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate that. If you're watching on the live stream, we see everybody in there. I see you when you say hello. Hello right back at you. If you have questions for myself or the gun writer, put them down there. We'll see if we can get at them during the program today. Lee, I'm going to go ahead and ask if you want to put any other exclamation point on Michigan before we move on to something else. Michigan's getting beat up right now. Did you want to go there?
Yeah, I think you've nailed it. I think all the problems stem from the governor. I mean, this is the woman who wouldn't allow them to sell seeds. She put seeds and other household products off limits. This governor needs to look in the mirror if she wants to know why there are issues and protests at her state house.
Well, you know, the criticism that came from me, I got a couple phone calls yesterday from people, and it was totally legitimate, viewers, listeners. What I mean by that is, because I welcome that, their points were well made, were well taken. And I understand the argument, Lee. I've gotten into it over the years many times, but it's not something I'm ever going to shy away from. If I shy away from it, I'm not doing my job. And my job is to shine a light on some of this stuff. Lee, just like you, as a journalist, are you going to walk away from something because it might be uncomfortable for you to write?
No, absolutely not.
You're laughing.
No, we wade into that uncomfortable pond pretty deeply on a daily basis, especially my columnists. I mean, we've had some columns that are out there, and especially now with everybody staying at home. That is our job. That is our responsibility. That is what they pay us to do. Same with you.
Lee, let me ask you something. What is it? Is it's some gun owners make it difficult to defend them, don't they? Don't they? Let's go here. Let's have some fun with this.
They do. They absolutely do. I do not like to see certain items on people's kit. I haven't seen a lot of that. You know, one of the first things I realized when I started doing this is, you know, gun owners are like any group. They are not a homogenous group. They're incredibly diverse, incredibly different. You know, we have the high end sporting clay guys. We got the tactical guys like me. You have collectors who never fire their guns. It is an incredibly diverse group. Nobody speaks on behalf of the gun community. Nobody can. It's like trying to speak on behalf of any political party. There are so many small subgroups and cliques and subgenres. It is mind-boggling. The more I write about guns, the more I realize, the less I know. It is an incredibly huge, diverse community.
Oh, that's an understatement, frankly. The more you talk about it, the more you realize the less you know. I'm with you 100%. Let me give you an example, viewer, listener, streamer, of what I'm talking about. When a gun owner makes it difficult to defend their actions, for example, some of those kooks that showed up at the Starbucks, for example, there's a guy who was walking around the Atlanta International Airport waiting for his daughter with a 100-round drum in an AR platform. Just this is the kind of stuff, Lee, that while he can, probably shouldn't. And when the media jumps all over it, now I know I can hear people attacking me right now. If he's not doing anything, he's not breaking any laws. You see, this is where the no-win situation comes in. Lee, help me out here.
Yeah, if I'm in the airport and I see a guy with an AR and AK with a 100-round drum, he has got my soul attention, brother. He has got.
Is it wrong for law enforcement to keep an eye on him? Is it? Is it?
Not at all. If they are not, they are not doing their job. Okay, you got a guy nowadays who walks into an airport with a 100-round drum. At least go have a chat with him.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm gonna stay on Michigan for just a second because some of the things that made some people uncomfortable, and I got comments on all of it, and I love the conversation, was the fact that individuals were in the state house. Some of them, you know, appeared to be heavily armed. And we had some politicians, mainly Democrats, who I can guarantee you were doing nothing but politicizing it for their own political agenda to try to score some points for potential gun control to give the governor, who is a Democrat, more power because that's what they're seeking right now. So there's a lot of politicizing of this going on, obviously, on both sides. But in this particular case, when some of the politicians said they were in fear for their lives, for people who were lawfully protesting with weapons that they were lawfully, that they owned, that they were allowed to have, that they've used and taken in there and protested with for many years in Michigan. It's not new. It wasn't the first time it's ever happened. And I wonder, were they that scared prior to? Probably not. They are now. Why? Because their governor and the Democrats, they're being viewed as, you know, they know that people are upset about these orders going on. And then that begs the question that under the case, should they have been in with guns? I mean, this is a huge conversation that unfortunately is not one that I asked to have, but it's out there unfolding. And it's, you know, the psychology on both sides of it, quite frankly, it fascinates me. We could go probably either way on both sides, could we not?
Yeah, but you hit the nail on the head earlier. People are fed up. People want to return to work. They want to get back to work. They want to start making money again. That kind of angst, it makes them angry, and they take that out. And they go and protest. And
knowing how the media is going to treat them, though, Lee, is it a smart thing to show up at the state house?
I don't know. You know, I looked at that. It worked in Virginia, even though a whole bunch of gun bills were passed. Virginia had the monster rally. There were, I don't know how many guns there, and there was not one single incident. Was there an incident in Michigan? I've yet to hear of one.
Well, you know, because wasn't. There was none that I'm aware of at all. And, you know, we all know how the media is going to treat this regardless. The media will take that one instance. Let's go back to Virginia. You know, Virginia Citizens Defense League, and I supported them on this. I did it on this radio show. VCDL asked in an email blast to please not, when you show up, on behalf of us, please don't bring your long guns with you. Wear your pistols, all this stuff. Don't bring the long guns because we know what the media is going to do. We don't want to detract from the issue. While you have a right to do so, we're asking you not to. I understood what VCDL was trying to accomplish there. But there was a part of me that said, hey, wait a minute here. You know? No. I mean, what's wrong with politicians seeing lawfully armed people? Why should we be afraid of that? Lee, we're going to come back and... Well, it's... Believe me, I know the other side of that argument as well, and we could spend far more time than we have here on it. And so the criticism of it is legitimate. I understand somebody who criticized me for that, and I get it. We'll be back with Lee Williams right after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special. Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome back inside the studios with me. If you're watching on television, great to have you here. If you're watching on the stream, great to be here. Your comments, I see them all. Thank you for sending them. I'm going to get to a couple of them in just a second. And if you're listening on any of our great affiliates across the country, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it very much as Armed American Radio continues to just blow up across the country. If you missed yesterday's Monster Cast, it was another epic broadcast right out of the box. Here's the quick rundown. Alan Gottlieb was with me in hour one, and he told us one hell of a story about his week last week. If you want to hear that, by all means, simply go back to listen to hour one with Mr. Gottlieb, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. Needless to say, it was an emotional few segments. What we learned from the Supreme, what were happening with the Supreme Court, maybe we can touch on some of that with Lee here. We'll hopefully get there. Rob Pinkus joined us right after for one segment, final segment of hour one yesterday. So that was a lot of fun. He had just left Armed American Radio Ranch with his beautiful daughter. So we had a lot to cover. The second hour was just phenomenal. Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com was in the house. And for the first time Kimberly, I got ahead of myself. Kimberly Coulter, that last name might ring a bell to you. Ann Coulter's niece, a millennial, pro-gun rights, conservative activist, taking the world by storm. Go listen to what she had to say. She's going to wind up being a regular on the show. I'm pretty certain about that. Great audience that she's reaching by the tens and tens and tens of thousands. And, of course, we had a classic Armed American Radio roundtable. Brad Primo generally joins us. Neil McCabe was in the house, our AAR Washington, D.C. correspondent weekly. And we had Justin Moon, the CEO of Carr Arms. It was a fascinating conversation. Brad Primo couldn't make it because, unfortunately, his home was in the midst of that nasty weather in Nashville yesterday. They are all doing fine, but they are out of power, and it could be about a week before they get it back. Talk about adding insult to injury. Good heavens, man. But they're all doing fine, and that's what matters. Lee, the Gunwriter Williams, welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends. Ooh, remember that?
Yes, I do.
I'm so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. Hey, I got two questions I want to ask you from people that are watching on the stream. First off, Bob Duggar sends in. Bobby sent a number of comments, and I'm going to focus on this one. Is anyone surprised that Canada is taking another big step in disarming its citizens? But no one is trying to disarm us, right? So, Lee, hold on to that one, because I want to tackle that one next. It's a perfect segue. I wanted to go to Canada with you next. But Susie in Vegas writes in, what's the gun that Lee is holding in the picture? All we can see is the muzzle. What is it in that photograph of you that I have up on the screen, if you can see it?
A very special AK, one of several.
Custom build?
Yeah, this is a custom build. Very fun gun.
I had a feeling that I knew that was going to be one of your AKs because you are an AK fanatic. Let's go to Bob's question about Canada, Lee. I spoke a lot about that in my opening segment last night. That's what kind of segued me into Michigan, because I circled back to really what Bob's comment was, Bob Duggar's comment here on the live stream. And that is, what does Canada have to do with us? What do I care? So what do I care if Canada's, you know, their prime minister outlaws their guns? I don't live in Canada, except I do care, because carrying a firearm, we have a Second Amendment right recognized in this country, but it's not just a Second Amendment right. It's a human right recognized by our founders in our founding documents, right, Lee?
Correct. It's a God-given right codified in the Second Amendment.
So a Canadian citizen also possesses that God-given right, right?
They certainly do.
But their government doesn't have it codified in paper form on that parchment like we do. So therefore, they're being ripped off by a government that treats their God-given rights as privileges, correct?
They are, and I would say they're by their prime minister, Justin Trudeau, who, if you look at some of the stuff he's done around the world, I think the guy has some serious issues. I really do.
What kind? Power-hungry issues? It looks to be
power-hungry,
right?
Definitely power-hungry. Definitely wants to fit in. That's why he dresses in the traditional garb of every country he's ever visited. I would question whether he's a racist. He's appeared in blackface more than once.
Yes.
Which is extremely problematic in my book.
He's had to apologize for that more than once, too. Let's stop for just a second, because politicians like Trudeau, there's a similarity between what's going on in Canada today and what happened in New Zealand. Let's talk about that briefly. In New Zealand, you had a prime minister who, at the moment something terrible happened, she took it out on every single law-abiding citizen in New Zealand. In Canada, we had the same thing. But what's different about Canada, and where I started with this last night on the Monster Case, you can listen to my opening remarks. I'd love to hear your thoughts on what I said last night. You have this occurring, this power grab occurring during a pandemic, at least that's what the WHO, World Health Organization, calls it. So you've got this. Now, here's what it is. 1,500 guns. With the stroke of his tongue, he banned 1,500 weapons, Lee, from Canadian citizens who have bothered no one. And he did it during, because to me that's the ultimate power grab, during a very difficult time. Give me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I've never liked him. I didn't think much of his father either, and I am from Minnesota, so I'm somewhat familiar with Canadian politics. Power grab. He doesn't understand firearms. He's completely out of touch with his people. Canada is kind of a nice place to have a gun, especially if you live toward the, in the western part, out in the boonies.
Sure, sure.
You kind of want a gun around. Definitely need one in some of the areas up there. I just think the guy has some serious mental issues. This is just another example of them coming to fruition. I think he really needs some help. Canada has a long history of firearms up there. Like I said, especially the further west you go. They've never had unarmed police like the British, the RCMP, crack group of law enforcement guys. I didn't see this coming. I'd heard about it, and then boom, it happens overnight. All I'll say to end this is thank God we have the Second Amendment. Thank God for that Second Amendment. So no politician can, by the stroke of a pen, rob us of our God-given ability to defend ourselves, like is going on up there.
Right. Let's go back to Bob's comment. Circle back to you, Bob. I want to offer this not the gun control. Bob, here it is. Is anyone surprised that Bob wrote about three or four comments, and I want to focus on this one. Bob says, is anyone surprised that Canada is taking another big step in disarming its citizens, but no one is trying to disarm us, right? Well, of course they're trying to disarm us. Bob knows that. I know he understands that. But here's the difference between us and them. They want to take our guns. They're going to work to. We're going to have to fight them tooth and nail every minute of every day. We're going to have to keep talking about this effort every single day. We're going to have to continue to understand that if we quit fighting for our freedoms, we lose our freedoms. Lee, stop me at any time. What else do you want to add to that real quick before I keep going?
Well, you hit the nail on the head, too. We have to keep fighting. We have to keep this in the public eye, because the minute we stop, away they'll go.
And this is exactly one. What I commented last night, Bob knows this, and that is watch the American lovable, hateful gun grabbers here in this country throw praise and heap praise on Canada. In fact, I believe it was, I want to say the New York Times. It was CNN. CNN, Pincus and I were talking about it this morning. It was a CNN opinion that said Canada's gun grab didn't go far enough. You saw that?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Didn't go far enough. 1,500 firearms didn't go far enough. And what that points out, and Bob knows this as well, that's why he said what he said, but no one is trying to disarm us, right? The reason that we remain free today is because of our Second Amendment. The reason we remain free is because way back in the back, politicians do know, tyrants do know that we're armed. They understand that. That's why I've asked the question of you listeners many times over the years, particularly this past 12 months. What is it about their agenda that has them wanting to disarm you before they do anything else? Why? Legitimate question. Back after this with Lee.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, indeed. I was drinking Defender Coffee last night throughout the three-hour Monster Cast, with the exception of a 30-minute block, two segments with Patricia Huff, which we had taped earlier in the day to accommodate her schedule. But nonetheless, I was still in the studio live. If you were watching it, we had her photo up behind me in the Video Network studio, so I was still there. But we're still sipping on Defender Coffee throughout the program yesterday. It made for a very long night, let me put it that way, because I was up forever. Leadslingers, don't forget, leadslingerswhiskey.com. Brad Primo and the crew over there doing a wonderful job. This is the Leadslingers microphone, by the way, and the Car Arms microphone during the daytime show here, and the Leadslingers microphone on the Sunday Monster Cast. Let's make sure to support them. Those seven combat vets got it going on right now, doing a lot of work and dedicating about 75% of their production at the distillery to hand sanitizers for first responders and healthcare workers across the country. Amazing work they're doing over there. Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. Join us. It's $150 if you can do it for an annual membership. We'll take couch change. 40 cases in the courts across the country right now, including the Walters v. Kemp case. We are awaiting a decision right now. I may have something by the time we get off the air today. You never know, but I'll let you know. You will be the first to know how we make out on that. Crossbreed Holsters, MyPillow.com, another record, working 4 weeks now with MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AAR at the website. Sleep in comfort, support the Second Amendment, support Mike Lindell, man. When these people step up and support us to keep this voice on the airwaves, we've got to support them, all of them. But boy, pillows, coffee, Wow, how times have changed, right? These people are stepping up, and I love it. Car Arms, of course. Make sure to check out Car Arms. And, of course, gunbroker.com. It is free. North American Arms. We want to do another giveaway with Sadie Sweat. We'll know about that in the very, very near future. Of course, Bursa and Emerson Knives. Emerson Knives. Famous in all the worst places, believe me, because it's the best there is. I've got about six of them. CQC7, CQ8 are my two favorites. Plus the Roadhouse, it's hard to tell. Let's go right back to Lee, the gun writer, Williams. Lee, welcome back in, brother. How are you?
Good, man. Good to be back.
Okay, here's the deal. As you know, we were on Supreme Court watch Friday, big time. Today was the announcement. We were waiting. I was on the phone very early with Mr. Gottlieb, who was out in Pacific time, of course, on the West Coast, but up very early, waiting for the response to find out what cases of the 9 of the 10 gun cases the Supreme Court was going to put on the docket for next session. And Lee, they moved those all 10 gun cases to the next session, which is this coming Friday. So we're not worried about that. That's actually a good development. How many cases out of the 10 that are up there do you think the Supreme Court, from a Second Amendment standpoint, might take? Or maybe not? What are your, just a guess, and I know it's just a guess.
It is just a guess, and believe me, the last thing I have any sense of accuracy about is trying to guess what the Supremes do.
It's tough.
I mean, Alan has served up a pretty good bunch right there. I would hope they would at least take a couple. You know, maybe
a couple is about it.
Bundle a couple together, some like-minded ideas, and punch something out. We've been waiting quite a while now.
Yeah, and we are pretty comfortable with where Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and in particular Thomas want to go here. And
right.
From the other writing, we can now safely, I would say, put Alito in that bunch based on what happened and his angst, if you will, about the court's refusal to take up, other than to just moot, the New York State Pistol and Rifle Association v. New York City case. So I'm pretty comfortable with that. Gottlieb last night was talking about a couple in particular. There is a quote-unquote assault weapons case up before the court that we would love to see them rule on that. I'm not holding my breath on that one. Just through some many conversations with some attorneys and some other issues going on that you can glean that the court might not be as interested in that as they are in others. But there are also a couple cases up there, Lee, that could give us a response on carry across the country, which is something we desperately need from the court. And then, of course, a really fascinating case, Mance down in Texas. This is the case, Lee, that says, hey, the next time I come down to visit you and do a live broadcast from the Herald Tribune offices like we've done before, and I see a gun at the range where you and I are shooting at that I want to take home, I can buy it. Because right now, I'm banned from buying it because I have a Georgia license, even though I used to live in Florida, but I now live in Georgia. I can't bring the gun home. Even though the background check, the only thing that I have to get as a background check is the identical background check because it's the federal 4473, whether I live in Florida or whether I live in Alaska. So there's no reason we should be banned from buying firearms across state lines. It'd be interesting to see if they took that one, too. Thoughts?
Yeah, that one has never made any sense to me. Why? Because I used to live in Delaware, a very small state. You'd go to a gun show in PA. You were barred from buying pistols there. You had to find a Delaware dealer. It's anti-business. It's anti-commerce. And frankly, it's just plain stupid nowadays.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I've never been able to put two and two together on that one. You know, that falls right up there with, in Virginia, listeners, we've got a couple comments here from Virginia. In fact, where is it? Alan in Virginia. Let me read it. In Virginia, we got complacent and allowed the Democrats to gain control. We are suffering both in gun rights and now in the COVID-19 situation. However, we're not going to be silent anymore. No, Alan, you're not. You know, interestingly, Lee, you know this as well as I do because we discussed it. It was just days ago. Well, maybe not. Okay, now we can safely say just a few weeks ago that Virginia was ground zero. And now, of course, things have changed to the point where, you know, Virginia, you know, the governor up there is just signing whatever he wants and nobody's even paying attention to it anymore. We are. But the mainstream press, who was, is no longer, obviously. And they're not going to until they rechange the narrative. But the fact of the matter is, for example, Virginia, you now suffer back. You've got your one gun a month. Lee, if I own 10 guns and I decide I want to kill somebody, What's one gun a month going to do if I bought the last gun 2 weeks ago? Am I going to have to wait 2 weeks? Well, those 10 weren't going to do the job, so I got to get a new one? It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I've never understood the gun rationing either. I've never understood that. The only thing it does is inconvenience good law-abiding people. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, man.
The bad guys aren't rationing their purchases. They, as long as they got money, they can buy one on the street. It's
so
only inconveniences.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It only inconveniences the law-abiding, like every gun.
And isn't that the ultimate goal, right? What a way to circle back for the end of the show, Lee, to just prove ourselves right yet again. It's not that hard to do. Let me go back to Canada for just a second. Do you realize, listener, viewer, and Lee, guests, stream watchers, that nothing Trudeau did with his gun ban would have stopped the man who murdered what did he kill, 16 people, I think?
Yeah.
Over a 12-hour period, something like that, Lee, right?
Yeah, he was a prohibited possessor.
He was in violation of every Canadian law. Do you think one more would have mattered? Uh-oh, I can't use that firearm. Oh, it's on the list. Oh, I can't use that one either. And it's on the list. Jeez, every gun I have in my safe, which is illegal, is on the list. I can't use that. Okay, well, today's their lucky day. It doesn't work that way. And you got to wonder if a guy like Trudeau, it just can't think about, I mean, look, all you got to do is look at every gun-controlled city. Listen, show me a city in decay in America. I'll show you a city run by Democrats at every level for decades. Prove me wrong. You can't. You know how to get a hold of me. All right, Lee, what do you got going up on thegunwriter.com? Where can people find you? What's new? We got about a minute.
They can go to thegunwriter.com. I'm being held hostage by Facebook, and I want to shout that out. They asked me to confirm my primary country and region, which I did several times. Then I got flagged. They said for whatever reason, I can no longer publish on Facebook because they said I haven't confirmed my primary country. Hey, I'm in the U.S. of A. I'm in
you know what's funny?
Facebook.
They know that, Lee.
I know.
The same thing. I opened up this morning and it said, your page has a lot of reach. We need you to do this before you can get back in it. It's a conspiracy, yep. I tell you. That's what it is. Lee, the Gunwriter Williams at thegunwriter.com. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here in the Armed American Radio Video Network studios. Thanks for joining me on the stream. Tuning in on our affiliates around the country, watching us on TV. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow, even though they don't want us to. We're going to be back at them.